11 wins for number 11. The entire National Football League was curious how Alex Smith would quarterback in his new surroundings in Kansas City. Well, he won the league over again and the entire Chiefs kingdom with a great year. Only 7 interceptions. Only one QB in the league had fewer of those who played 10 or more games. Kendall, what did you see out of Alex Smith this year?
As I watched Alex Smith this year, this was a guy who, of course, coming into the season, could make all the necessary throws. But as he became more comfortable with not only the scheme, but the players around him, it was the little things that he started doing that made all the difference in the world. In fact, let's take a look. Week 13, Denver.
Here in the red zone, the Chiefs are going to line up a 4 wide receiver formation. The Broncos are in man coverage with 3 corners and 2 safeties. The design of the play is going to work to get Junior Hemingway isolated against a safety right here. Dexter McCluster will run a post up the seam to occupy the single high safety, and Dwayne will run an out to the bottom of the screen.
Single high safety. Press coverage by Denver. Shotgun snap. Smith looks right. Flips it for the end zone for Hemingway. He's got it on the back.
Just a really nice throw and good recognition to see Hemingway matched up on the safety. Later in that game, once again in the red zone, the Broncos are going to show zone cover 4 with 4 deep safeties and 3 linebackers covering underneath. The soft spot in the cover 4 zone is the deep middle. So the target is Anthony Fasano, running this post up the seam. But Alex knows he needs to keep the safeties honest, respecting the outside routes. As he drops back, Alex keeps his eyes on Donnie Avery running a double move on the outside. The safety reacts to the outside route, and the post to Fasano is wide open.
Short drop this time. Now fires over the middle. Fasano's got it. Great catch at the back of the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City.
Well, those were 2 great throws, but it's the little things. The fact that he looks downfield, holds the safety, doesn't stare down his receiver, and puts that one ball to where only Fasano can catch it.
Yeah, what I saw in that play, Kendall, is what I saw all year, and that was poise. He felt the pressure, but he didn't see it, and he didn't have happy feet. How impressive was Alex Smith's composure this year?
Well, certainly, Mitch, it's very impressive in the fact that you can do that when everything's going right around you, but sometimes you have pressure, the pocket crumbles, and it's what he does in those situations that's even more impressive.
Charles in the game, and he lines up wide, so empty backfield.
Here in week 2, with the game still scoreless early on, the Chiefs have a big 3rd and long in Cowboys territory. Alex knows he needs 15 yards to get the first down, so he'll have to hold onto the ball to wait for the deeper routes to develop. As he drops back, his first option, Anthony Fasano, is taken away by the linebacker. As he looks to his next option, he begins to feel pressure on his blind side and takes off.
Moving right, he's going to scramble.
Notice as he runs out of the pocket, he keeps his eyes upfield in case any of his receivers break free. Once he crosses the line of scrimmage and commits to the run, he puts his eyes on the marker and makes sure he gets the first down.
It looks like he's got it. A courageous scramble by Alex Smith.
Improv. What do you do when things aren't going the way they were drawn up? Alex does a nice job.
Yeah, and the quarterback run game is becoming more and more important in the National Football League. And you hear the Cam Newtons and the Colin Kaepernicks, but Alex Smith brings that element to the Kansas City Chiefs.